Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Alexis.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a small poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, happy Max Fun Drive!
Happy Max Fun Drive!
We did it. We made it. We made it. Two scoots and a boogie. And here we are.
I thought it was a two scoops of ice cream thing. And I was like, we get ice cream? Very
Maybe.
Cool.
That'd be great. That would be wonderful if that's how this shook out. So Max, I'm going to be nice and gentle this year, which honestly, thank God.
Yes.
You know I love easy breezy.
Mm-hmm.
Take it easy. Nice.
Take it breezy.
Nice and breezy.
Take exactly. it easy, nice and breezy. Maximum Fun 2020, I think is the slogan they're going with, actually.
Yeah, I think, and if not, I'll send an email as soon as we're done recording.
Perfect.
Just let
them
know. Uh-oh, you forgot to get a slogan, but we found it.
We found it for you guys.
We're not quite sure what it is. If we were to repeat it, we couldn't do it, but
so this is also the first, so I was talking to Crumb about this a little bit, and he's like, I want to help, and I was trying to explain it to him, and he doesn't fully understand it. So could you briefly tell Crumb?
Oh, sure. I'd love nothing more. And Crumb, thank you so much for asking.
Yeah.
Honestly, excellent question.
Yeah.
Max Fun, just a little baby network. I'm sure you notice as you're listening, not as many advertisers here on the Maximum Fun Network. Mm-hmm. And that is because we're listener supported. So once a year, we have a little bit of a drive. Listener support, it's basically the exact same as a Patreon. But in turn, you get a little bit less advertising on your hands. And it helps us continue to make the show. So that's basically it. Does Crumb have any follow-up questions?
He fell asleep, so I'm a little bit worried that maybe he only got
maybe
the beginning, but
listening.
I think it's fine. I think he's like, slowly, he's like, okay.
That seems fair. Well,
there.
I tell you what, how about this? What if we'll touch on it again a little bit later on the show.
Okay.
And then you and I both know Tug and going to listen until we finally say, hey, this is the last time.
Yes.
Then he'll tune in.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Sounds perfect. Yes.
But for right now, listeners, if you want to check out what it is, you're going to go to MaximumFun.org/join.
Yes.
Now, which way that slash is going? It's going forward. It's going backwards.
I think it's going back.
It's back. Okay. Maximum Ford will not get you there, but I tell you what will. MaximumFun.org/join. And you feel confident about it now that you've looked it up?
Yeah. It's a classic.
Okay.
It's the classic slash you want to do. You know?
Okay. All right, get it.
Don't get crazy with the forward slash. I don't know where that'll take you. Some sort of otherworldly website that I don't want to deal with. So please don't.
Might
do
as
that.
Well. See what that'll do for you.
All right.
But for now, what do you say we talk about dogs? Alexis, will you please tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this episode?
I would love to. So, of course, we have some Crumb Boat updates. We have a
Obviously.
Mime Up Minute from Laura and Maybe. And we have very special guests, award-winning podcast host of Flash Forward and the brand new podcast, Advice from the Future. Rose Eveleth is back.
Yes, she's back. Listen, episode 109. I looked it up. She's a delight, and that's how long the staying power of her is.
Yeah.
From 109 until now, but now we need a little more. We need her back.
Yeah.
I gotta get her back.
Over 100 episodes. We're ready.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Well, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Well, Alexis, the time has come for Crumb Boat.
It's time.
We give updates on our dogs. Now, you know that I want to have a policy in place here.
Yes.
But then every episode, I want to change the policy because I want to decide when I get to go. So I would like the new policy to be me deciding if I go first or last based off my confidence in the quality of my story. Could you work with this
four-year-old
mentality of this is how I win?
Yeah, because I like something, like there's something nice about being like, well, who's got the closer? You know, it's important.
Sure.
We want the podcast to be as rich as possible. This is for the benefit of the audience.
Yeah. I can't have the warm-up guy closing the show. You know what
exactly.
I mean? We got to close it with a closer. So here's, I saw the doc. Mm-hmm. I got to go first again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's going to be, you're going to, after you hear it, you're going to be like, oh yeah, no, I can bring this on home.
Okay.
Here's, because it's short. My dog, That's what I'm going to talk about in the segment called Crumboat, his name, half of it. He is being dragged on a hike every morning and is protesting in a way that is hilarious. Just throwing himself to the ground and not responding to me at all. Because I'll give him a bit of just like, well, of course, we need a little rest and give a little water. And I'll give him water. I make sure he's in the shade. He just is tired of walking. He's not tired.
Yeah.
He's just tired of walking.
Yes.
And yet it's going to get so hot later, buddy. So we got to get your wiggles out now because I can't do it midday. So today he has thrown himself in a sap pile. Because now I'm next to a park. The stickiest belly you ever did see. And I didn't notice it until we got home. So now there's sap on a good portion of the things in this new apartment.
Yes,
and what was so funny is that it was like a cartoon of a dog that swallowed a magnet. Because just everything is now sticking to him in a way that just branches are drifting along with him as we go. And I guess this is an update. This is also, I need advice again. Yes. How do I get sap out of fur? I feel like I have to cut it, right? That's not coming out. Sap is the stickiest stuff known to man.
That's true. Well, I wanted to say, it's funny that sap is sort of, I'm sure you've seen that little graphic of like, six people are doing a craft. One person is using glitter. How many people have glitter on their craft? It's like all
people.
And it's sort of that you have that, but with sap now, it's like how many things in Renee's house have sap on them?
All everything. Yes.
But I'm wondering if, like, you know how with bubble gum, you can use peanut butter to get it out?
Mm.
I wonder if sap's the same.
This is what I love. I'm just going to get everything I have in the kitchen. I'm going to add to it. And then we're just going to have a 7-layer bean dip on his belly. And I'll take some chips out to the sidewalk and invite people over. But I'll try it. I'll give it a shot. Might as well. Okay. Well, stay tuned.
I could Google it, but I won't.
No. Yeah. No, sure. Okay. I will also Google it. If it says, I'm just going to cut it out. No matter what the internet says, it's not going to work. And he could stand to have a little trim anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But, well, does he also, this dog loves peanut butter so much.
And I think maybe he could, it'll be a little concoction he can lick off and he'll take care of it for you.
Okay. That's a new thing that is happening is that he's now so excited when it's time for tricks and treats where he does a trick, he gets a treat.
Right. I love that
not
segment.
Not sure living alone is the best thing for me. I am telling another friend this, that it is now just full-blown conversations with a dog that I have. Yes. He's got a voice. And then I find myself doing it in front of people. And I was like, oh, how often am I doing this at home? That I am now just, there was something where Tug like something. He was smelling something. It's from a very good smell. Thank you so much. And then I was just like, oh, no. Oh, this is how it begins. Here I was thinking I'm growing up, but living alone is just going to slowly make me crazy. I mean, already it's happened. I've put peanut butter on a dog's belly and I'm making a voice out of it. It's going to be a fun journey for you to watch.
I'm really excited about it, frankly. I know that, you know, hopefully it's not at the cost of your sanity, but yes. I'm excited.
All right. Well, good. You have to tell me about Crumb. Is he covered in sap as well?
You know what? I checked just before we started recording, just in case, as I always do.
Yeah,
and I didn't find any sap. So I think we're good in that front.
Okay. All right.
Mine is less about Crumb. It's kind of a cliffhanger, really, what I've done by going second.
Two cliffhangers.
Yes. So the neighbors or like in my... other people in my building, which I guess are still neighbors, but for some reason it feels more intimate than a normal neighbor.
Sure.
So they already have Crumb's current best friend, Loki, who I think I've talked about on the show. He's a little black poodle mix.
Of course.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Adorable. It's truly his best friend. It's very cute. Well, they got a new puppy.
Oh, no.
And It is about the size of, I don't know, a kidney bean. It is teeny, teeny, teeny.
Oh, and
like whatever the minimum age you can have a puppy at, they rescued it. And
okay,
it is some sort of all dog mix. But A, it's quarantine, so they had it in their arms, but I couldn't pet it because I was like, oh, I really shouldn't. But B, they have to wait for it to be fully vaccinated. It's a girl, and I believe her name is Abby.
Cute.
I know.
Loki and Abby. That's fine.
But because she's not fully vaccinated yet, Crumb can't play with her. So there's just like, soon you'll have another friend. It's going to be so fun. But so we're just waiting, I think in like 2 weeks, she'll be all done. And I'll have another playmate to report about. And I will obviously send photos because she's so tiny.
And give me, well, first, let me speak for the listeners who were worried. Yes. It's not like we took a puppy away from its mom too soon. It's that the puppy had no mom. And the option was to
It was old enough to be adopted, but it's still that thing where it's just like, you are so small. I can't believe that.
You're so little. Just a buddy.
A dog is ever that small. Just a handful. She's precious.
I love it. So much. And then, okay, so now I got, now I got to visualize. Now I got to picture it. Give me the proximity of these neighbors. How close are they?
Two doors down. So there's one apartment in between us.
The dream.
Yeah.
The absolute dream. And that's where the buddies are?
That's where the buddies are. And like, we share a yard. So like, see them all the time. And Abby, I should say, it's a little, so far, I would describe as a little black and brown nugget is what I would call her so far.
Yeah. Okay. So kidney bean's adorable, but give me like actual, like what are we thinking? We're taking tennis ball? Do we?
Like a grape, maybe a grapefruit. Maybe.
Oh my goodness.
Like teeny, teeny baby.
And I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm not a little dog guy. And yet every time I'm actually forced to recognize it, I'm like, yeah, that's real cute.
I mean, and this that's is also, cute. It's just a puppy. Like this also could be a German Shepherd. They don't know.
We don't know. I don't know what we're going to turn into.
It's too small to tell.
Though I do think Crumb is a nice lesson to us that when they start off super, super tiny, they probably stay super, super. Because remember how we were like, I mean, he might get bigger than Tug. Oh, you never know.
You never know. And I remember I would look at his paws and be like, I don't know, his paws are pretty big. And now I look at them and go, no, your paws were this big and this is not very big. I don't know why I thought that this would be make a big dog.
Of course. But this sounds adorable. Yes. And I guess I'm curious, how did Crumb handle not being allowed to play just yet?
Oh, he was so sad because he definitely knew something was up. And I think for him, it was like how he is with the rats, where he was like, well, what is that? Let me sniff it. What is that thing?
Yeah.
And he was like, so I think he's definitely excited, but he has no idea what's in store. That puppy energy is fascinating.
Oh, it's going to be real cute. Yeah, well, you're going to have to, we're going to have to get a surveillance camera on that backyard just so, because I want you to be present for the playing. Yes. I don't want you to have to feel like you have to be a filmographer in the middle of it. But I am going to have to
set that up.
Drop a good amount of cash to make sure that we make sure it's all being recorded.
Thank you.
Perfect. What a headliner.
Yes.
What a home run. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Laura and Maybe. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, this is Laura, and this is My Mutt Minute about my dog, Maybe. Maybe is a very small brown and gray dog who, according to me, looks like a cross between a silky terrier and a cutie patootie. However, we recently had a DNA test on Maybe and found out that she's actually 50% Yorkie and 50% poodle, making her a Yorkie poo, although she hasn't let her designer dog lineage go to her head. Maybe has a very distinctive snaggle tooth that doesn't fit in her mouth, but it is usually well hidden by her mustache and only makes an appearance when she smiles. Maybe was very skittish when we first brought her home, but luckily, with lots of snuggles and help from her big brother Walt, she has come out of her shell and is a little bit braver these days. Maybe's regular routine involves sitting near a window and sunning herself until she is hot and panting. Then she moves to a shadier spot to cool down, and then she repeats this process. My husband and I adopted Maybe when she was about 2 years old, and today is her fifth gotcha day with us. She is looking forward to some doggy ice cream later to celebrate. and time.
Okay, well, first and foremost, happy fifth gotcha day.
Yeah, congrats.
Now, I got to say, Alexis, some photos have been sent.
I know.
And among those photos, each one gets cuter than the next. Mm-hmm. And the first one starts off real cute.
Yeah.
But it ends with the feature of that snaggle tooth. And oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, what a buddy.
I love that it's a little treat you get when she smiles.
You're doing it right.
It's so
nice. I also love a dog who has self-inflicted slight uncomfortability. Only a sentence that makes sense.
Yes.
In that I'm going to lay in the sun until I'm uncomfortable.
Yes.
Until I'm panting. Why won't someone turn down the heat is maybe my favorite thing
also,
in the world.
Also, congrats on your designer dog that you didn't know you have. I love that. As someone who also was surprised by their dog's breed, it's a very fun, like, oh, I guess you're a fancy little fellow. Okay.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Mm. I love it so much.
Yes.
Laura, maybe. Incredible job.
Yes.
Alexis.
Yes.
If someone is listening to this and they're like, well, I could do that. I just don't know where to send it. What would you tell them?
I would say, go ahead and record it on your device and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, honestly, best advice I've heard all day.
Hey, Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
I've noticed, and I want to know if it's something that just happens to me, but
okay.
I have noticed that when it is hot out and I do any sort of physical activity, suddenly, I smell horrible.
Oh, now that's so interesting.
Yeah. Does anything like that ever happen to you? Or
well, no. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That exact thing happens to me. And now I'm wondering, were we separated at birth? Is this a common practice?
You know what? I wasn't sure. And I'm actually glad to hear you say this, because I wasn't sure if this was only me. But I found some help. And the help I found was in native deodorant.
Oh, I am all ears.
Are you intrigued?
I'm all ears. Because I got to tell you, I think we both have been real gentle to brush over how bad it gets.
Yeah.
But it'll wake me up in my sleep bed where I'll just turn the wrong way. I'm like, what have I done?
Yes.
So I am in desperate need.
Exactly. And sometimes I have done nothing to warrant it. Like I went up the stairs and I got stressed about a meeting I had later and suddenly I smell bad too.
Sure.
So
yeah, I can't have that.
Help,
I can't have it.
Help is on the way. With native deodorant.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so it blocks odor better with ingredients you've actually heard of. It's not full of like paraben oxides and things like that.
Duggan.
Yeah. It's coconut oil. It's shea butter. It's tapioca starch. It's all vegan. It's never tested on animals. And they have, honestly, I love their scents. I use a lavender and rose and it's wonderful.
Right.
But they also have coconut and vanilla. They have cucumber and mint if you want a little summer refreshing, kind of like what you want in a drink, but in your armpits.
Yeah.
And they also have some, they have like an unscented one, and I believe they have like a charcoal one now, which is very cool.
Now, you know what? Normally with this, there's one where I'm like, well, that one's not for me. But all four of those, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in. Sold. I want to try them all.
Yes. And yeah, it's honestly wonderful. And it works. Like I have tried all the other natural deodorants, and truly this one works so well. And it is
amazing.
Risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping in the U.S. and it has 30-day free returns if you don't like it. So
sold. Yes.
Renee.
Now, again, there is a chance that it could just be you and I who are suffering from such a
That's
thing.
True.
But I suspect if it's here, it's probably somewhere else.
Yes.
Somebody else could probably use it. Yeah.
Maybe. Like if you're having this problem. Renee, do you have anywhere they could go to try and this out themselves?
Thank you so much for asking. I would love to tell you. You guys, we got your solution right here. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/CIPYD. Use the promo code CIPYD at checkout. So you have two options. You can do the /CIPYD or you can do the CIPYD at checkout. But either way, you're going to get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/CIPYD or use the promo code CIPYD at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Nice.
Get on in there.
Yeah.
Well, now, Alexis.
Hey.
It's time for a little Max Fun Drive break.
Ah, a refreshing dip in the Max Fun pool.
What's so nice? It's, and I tell you what this is akin to is when I'm walking with Tugboat, one of the 45 breaks that we take. Just a break. This is a little tiny rest. This is a little rest.
We're calling, we're going, and all right, we're going to lay on the ground for a little bit.
Okay, and now okay. We're going to lay in some sap for a little bit. So this is the sap laying portion of the show where we want to tell you guys, my God, listeners, we're so grateful for you. You guys are just, every week we are reminded how lucky we are to have such funny, smart, engaging, honestly yes. informative listeners, which is funny because I think it's supposed to go the other direction where we teach you guys things. But every week you're so sweet to like listen to the show and let us know one, like how the show affected you that week, that maybe it helped out in a time that is a little rough or hey, here's how you fix the problem that you just talked about. So just in general, you guys, we're so, so grateful for you. And I, as we talked about, it's a year, man. Yeah. So I think, there, two things are true. One, it is a year and we want to make sure you listeners are okay. But on the other hand, of the million things that need help right now, we're one of them.
Yeah.
So we want to throw our little hat in the need help ring. Before we started recording, I gave Alexis this metaphor and she was like, sure.
Yeah, you can tell know. That's not true. I like it. I think it's helpful.
That I think I love a flow chart. Yes. I love just a visualization of something. So, you know, listener, and I bet you guys have this toy too. It's the, so it's like this little like trunk of a tree. It's plush. It's a, like a stuffed animal. And then inside the trunk of the tree are squirrels. And then inside the squirrels are like a little bit of a nut. So you don't get to support us until you get to the little bit of a nut portion of this. And here's how we're going to do it. So the tree part is, listener, are you okay? Yeah. Are you and your family and your friends, are you okay?
Yes.
If the answer is yes, then great. We can move on to the squirrel.
Yes.
Now the squirrel wants to ask, hey, do you have other, like you're okay, but there's other things that you really need to be supporting right now. Or, you know,
taking
just
care of whatever,
priorities are priorities.
Yes.
Yeah. If that is also a yes, it's okay. Yes. Well, then get on in here to the nut part.
We'll be a little nut.
That is, we would love to also have a little bit of help just to keep the network alive and to keep the show alive would mean so much to us.
Yes.
So now, Alexa, why don't you tell these kiddos where they could go to maybe help us out a little bit this year?
So you can visit MaximumFun.org/join. And you'll see all the different ways you can give. Most people choose the $5 or $10 options, and that's totally great. If you can do that, amazing. The other cool thing is, like, look, this isn't just a you give us money for nothing. You get bonus content, and you get little gifts. So I think a gift that I think is very cool is, like, the little dice bag. It's like a little velvet bag with, like, little Maximum Fun dice. And I myself play Dungeons & Dragons twice a week. And so, like, it's actually a very useful gift because I've been playing online, but you still need to roll. And so I think that's awesome. And also, I just want to say, you know, thank you for your support, whether that is just listening to the show or giving your money or giving us a review. Like, it truly does mean the world.
It means everything.
So cool.
You guys, it can't be said. We are here because of you listeners.
Yeah.
So thank you. It means so much.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, were over the moon to have one of my favorite people. She also happens to be an award-winning podcast host, Flash Forward, and a brand new show called Advice from the Future. Ladies and gentlemen, Rose Eveleth, welcome back!
Woo! Hello! Big fan, very excited.
So happy to have you. Now, listeners, I mentioned this in the intro, but you're going to want more. I'm telling you right now, you're going to want more, and we have two ways to do that of Rose. One, go back to the first time she was on, which is episode 109.
Yes.
Hear all about her dog, Moro. And then this brand new podcast of yours. I know this is not what we usually do, but I think I want to talk about your show first and then we'll talk about dogs. Could you work with this?
Sure. Ooh, yeah. Right. Well, we can do both at once because the next episode of the new show is about dogs.
So
I'll just try to, you know, blend them together, put them in the blender, get a little margarita going. The new show is called Advice For and From the Future. It is exactly what it sounds like. It's advice for and from the future. So some of the questions are things people, so I write about the future a lot. I have this podcast called Flash Forward. It's been 5 years of future thinking. And turns out when you write about the future a lot, people ask you a lot of questions about the future, which is great. But I wasn't really able to always answer them on that podcast because, you know, you have a format for a show,
sure,
right? Like, and it's podcasts are very, very formal and you can never break from format.
No.
And you can never change anything. No, mm-hmm. not allowed. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I got to make a new show, obviously, because one can never have too many podcasts.
Of course.
And so this new show is sort of advice for and from the future to address some of the questions that people have asked. So some of them are real questions. Things like, you know, is it okay to have a kid given climate change, which is a question I weirdly get asked a lot. And often I'm like, I don't actually know you.
Like, I don't know what your life is like.
Right. Like, I feel like that's a personal choice. But trying to walk people through that question. And then some of the questions are also sort of like from the future. So sort of a little bit more imagined. The first episode is about what happens if your partner is selected to go to Mars. You don't want to go to Mars. Like, what do you do? And that actually features Andrea Salenzi, friend of the show.
We love her. We love her so much. It's such a good episode.
So, yeah. And she's great. And so she talks about sort of like, how do you walk through that conversation with your partner? And the next episode, the one that actually comes out the day that this episode comes out, I believe, is about whether you should cryonically preserve your dog. Now, obviously, Crum and Tug will never die.
No, clearly. Of course not.
They're immortal. Same with Moro. My dog, never, ever going to happen. But some of you listeners may have dogs that may potentially die at some point. I don't know. And the question being like, should you preserve them to potentially revive them in the future? Which is a thing you can do. Turns out you can, in fact, preserve your dog if you so choose. And sort of we walk through on the episode why you may or may not want to do that.
I mean,
sort of how that science works.
It seems to me that the answer is very obviously, yes, of course.
Of course. Absolutely.
Well, here's the caveat. Most places will not allow you to preserve your dog if you do not also agree to preserve yourself when you die.
Sure.
That seems like a good.
Yeah.
I don't, why would I want them to be alive without me? What's the fun? So sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Because like you don't want them to wake up and be like,
where'd you go?
Where's Renee? And like, you're not there. That's pretty mean,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Where's the lady who lets me get away with everything?
Right. Exactly. Like, who exactly are you?
Yeah. Scientists are strict.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's no sink for me to jump into. What is this future? I'm not excited.
No, thank you. Please. Oh, boy. Right now, obviously. So, listeners, we've got our plan for today. We listen to this episode, then scoot on over. I was just saying advice from the future. It's advice for and from
the future. It's fine. Okay. You got the gist. It doesn't really matter.
You were such a cool person. I love you so much. So let's scoot on over there. So I know they're about to go listen to it, but can you give us just a little bit more of how?
Sure. So the reason I was interested in this is that, you know, I've reported on the future a lot. I've actually talked to a lot of people who are interested in and done a ton of research on human cryonics, so preserving humans. And the human cryonic world is really interesting. I'm fascinated by people who are that hopeful about the future, right? That they think that not only in the future will we have this like borderline magical technology to revive humans, but also that the future will be great and that we will definitely want to live in it, which I think are like not necessarily given either of those independently and certainly not together. And then, you know, I had read this piece that actually a friend of mine wrote about their work. So they are actually sort of essentially like a death doula for dogs, which is like, who knew that job existed? I did not.
Yeah.
But they
also, how do you do that job?
Yeah. So their husband is a vet and they are a former mortician. And so they basically help people through the end of life. And it's awesome because it's like, you know, thinking through what you want, just like you should think through what you want when you die, you should think through what you want to do when your pets die. And, you know, Ace and their husband help people figure out what works for them and what doesn't, what they want, what they don't want. You know, do you want embalming? Do you want cremation? All that stuff. And they had actually helped a family do this process of cryonics on their dog, and they had written about it. And I was like, this is fascinating. I'm so interested in this. How does it even work? You know, what do we know and not know about the science of cryonics for dogs or people? And so on the episode, we sort of talk through what that experience was like. It's a really interesting process. You know, it's one of those things where often, you know, you have a plan and then the plan doesn't always go quite the way that you want. So
sure.
The family was located in the Bay Area at the time, and the cryonics place they were working with was in Baltimore, which meant that they had to actually ship the dog's body. And, you know, the shipping company refused the package because they were like, what is in here? Like, it's just sort of like all the sort of little things about how you actually make this work, especially when you're on the cutting edge of a technology and people don't know why you're doing what you're doing. And also, it's really interesting to talk to them about how do you advise a family, right? Like when they are thinking about something like this, how do you give your input on, you know, like obviously people can and should do what they want when it comes to these decisions. How do you make sure that people are informed, kind of understand what they're buying into? It's not cheap to do this. It's pretty expensive, especially because most places also kind of want you to do it for yourself.
Right.
So for a pet, it's like around $10,000. For a person, it's more. So
weirdly,
you know,
seems like a bargain.
You're making a big commitment, right? Yeah, a big financial commitment. Yeah. And so like just making sure, and you know, I think their perspective was making sure that people aren't getting ripped off, basically. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you read about something on the internet, you click on it, and you're like, oh, that sounds fine. And, you know, especially when you're in grief brain and you're sad and you maybe haven't thought through it, you know, making sure people are making these decisions from a place of both information and also sort of pre-planning so that you're not deciding things while you're also really sad, which is not always a good place to make big $10,000 decisions from.
Right.
God, yeah, that is so true. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm going to start off crazy because I'm in a good place right now. I was like, I'm sold. Let's do it. Let's wrap them up.
Yeah. Get them in the ice. Get them out there.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. I can only imagine that on the day that I don't know anyone who would say no. So that it's smart to be like ahead a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Totally. Yeah. And, you know, like, I think it's the same thing with people, right? Like, you know, there are so many organizations that exist to kind of remind you that, like, actually, you should probably, like, get your will together. You should probably get this stuff together because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And that's true of your pets, too, that, like, we all, you know, obviously our dogs will never die, but we should probably make a plan just in case, you know? Like,
yeah.
Man, that's about it. Yeah. I can't wait.
We don't have to worry about that.
Obviously. Right.
So
We're fine, but for other folks, it's nice to pass along the information.
Yeah, we opted out of that option for when we're getting our dogs,
You really have to read the fine print when you sign those papers.
It's pretty it's surprisingly simple. I don't know why more people don't do it, but
sure. Well, because you're so excited to get the dog, you're like, I'll sign off on anything.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Don't sign that last page that says they gotta go.
Nope,
that's not part of the deal.
Opted out.
Speaking of dogs that are going to live forever, how is Moro? Yeah.
Moro is good. Yeah, it's actually funny. You know, the other day I posted a picture of Moro and she's a black dog. And you can always notice when they get gray when they're black because like the fur is so much more obviously white compared to the black fur. And actually, Andrea Salenzi, friend of the show, how many times can we
check? Yeah, exactly. Like, we're going to five. Let's see what we can do. I think we'll make it.
I've got my little checklist here. She was like, oh, she looks so distinguished, like, you know, silver fox. And I was like, don't you dare. She is not aging. Like, I refuse to acknowledge.
No. I don't want to hear it.
No. Yeah, but she's good. She's good. We moved from New York to California about 2 years ago. And, you know, we go to this huge park every morning and she has her friends and she loves it here. So it's great.
Good.
Yeah, she's doing real good. Yeah. And she's, her usual self. We were at the park the other day and there's this, you know, I go really early. I'm a morning person. I'm one of those like horrible, horrible morning people. And so we go like at sunrise, you know, to the park, which means we see two other people, maybe three other people ever there, which is actually good because Moro is very social. But if there are too many dogs, she can get a little bit overstimulated. And we like to set her up for success, you know, let her play with her friends that she knows. And so she was playing with her friends and this woman that we see all the time there was like, you know, all dogs look happy when they run, but Moro just looks so much happier when she's running.
Aww,
so she's good. Yeah.
I feel like she's doing good. Moving from New York to California, it has to be a dog's dream.
Oh, like, yeah. Also, I mean, like new smells.
Yeah.
First of all, which is very exciting. But yeah, you know, she's loving it. Like, we get to go to a park that used to be I guess still is technically a landfill. So I'm sure it smells awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, you know, like,
so many good smells there.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And ears are better than ever. Right before we started.
Yes.
Did we demand to see the dog before we could do the interview? Sure. That's fine.
I mean, Yeah, but she's a celebrity. She comes in. Yeah, whenever there's like, you know, I feel like this is my trick, my secret for, you know, when you're on, now everyone's on all these Zoom calls all the time.
Of course.
And every so often you're on one and it's like, oh, how are we going to, we got another half an hour, whatever. You got to keep some treats by your desk, bring the dog in. Oh no, the dog is here. How could that have happened? And it just really livens up the Zoom call. You just got to, it's like a lifeline. You know when like you're at a bar and you need a friend to save you from a conversation?
Oh yeah.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
Rose, I think you're here with two tips. One, how to preserve your dog. Two, how to liven up a Zoom.
Yeah.
You just keep those treats.
Yeah. That's Listen, I am like
brilliant.
The Zoom calls are hard and sometimes you just need a little bit of comic relief. And like if you don't have a baby to have like accidentally show up, use the dog.
Yeah,
it's so smart though, because you can tell the non-dog people in the Zoom, which frankly, why are they working for the company? They're not providing
anything.
Great
way to weed out. Exactly.
Get them out of here. But if you can make it look accidental.
Yes, that's the key.
That's the dream.
Yeah, you gotta really ham it up. And be like, I thought I had closed the door. How did she even get in here?
So
sorry. I don't even like this dog. Let's see if it does any tricks.
Where did this dog come from? Whose dog is this?
Just the best. Now, more, the best behaved dog in all the land. Do we find that she knows she's on Zoom, do you think? Or
ooh, good question. She hates the camera in general.
Fair.
So she knows when I pull my phone out to like take a picture, she's like, ugh.
All right.
She's a total diva about that. In part because it usually means that I'm like not playing with her at that moment because I've got my camera out and I'm like trying to whatever. So she's often very like, oh yeah, yeah, the camera, like so annoyed by the camera. She doesn't know that much about Zoom. I will say this is even before Zoom. So I do a lot of interviews, you know, for shows and for articles and stuff. And she usually, if I have a long block of interviews after them, I'll take her out, right? Because like, you know, she's got to go.
Right.
And so she does know what it sounds like when I end an interview. Because you know, you have these like things you say, you're like, oh, thank you so much, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you can, she's like, oh, I'm up. And are we going? So she knows when an interview is ending. And that was even before Zoom. That was like even where we were just on the phone when I was on the phone all the time.
That's amazing.
But yeah, she's not. I don't know that she recognizes the camera on the computer, the Zoom camera, but she definitely knows when I pull my phone out and start pointing at her. She'll like turn away and be like, ugh, this is
all
so annoying.
Okay, that's fine. Rose, I was tickled as you said that you're ending this interview in a professional way. I was like, Tugboat knows it too, but it's not an interview. It's when I close the laptop and throw my head back and scream. I'm just like, ugh. We're done. I was like, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows. And we're just like, well, yeah, because you just screamed that he's available to hear that, like, that's okay, true. we're
finished. I mean, still, like, listen, not all dogs would know. Not all dogs would know.
Crumb,
the bar's low, man.
Crumb responds to if I turn my Xbox off, because he knows, like, oh, cool, you're done with that. We can actually go play now. Like, it's really cute, though. It's like a tiny little
thing.
And he's like,
oh,
yes.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
yeah, cute. For sure. That's so cute. Aww.
The but because you are so creative, I bet that you have some advice for us as we're trying to navigate this year. Have your dog parks been open the entire time, or have you had to figure out like how to keep them mentally stimulated while staying at home?
That's a really good question. So I'm very lucky. I'm in Berkeley, California. The main dog park that I go to has been open the whole time.
Nice.
Some parks around us have closed just because there were so many people suddenly trying to go to them.
Sure.
But I will say that when we were in New York, when we first got Morrow, and this is, you know, we got Morrow. She's a rescue dog, was an absolute maniac. Just like there were definitely moments in the first couple months where I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
We did not have a yard. We lived in a walk up. A fifth floor of a walk up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I was like, what did we think we were doing? Like, what? How did we think this is going to work? Like, what? In what universe did we think this is a good idea? Like, there was a lot of crying. And she just like, she couldn't walk on a leash. You know, she had so much energy. She's like a husky pit bull mix, we think.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, she has so much energy. I couldn't run with her because she would just like lose her mind.
Yeah.
And so it was just like impossible to get her like exercised. So I do have some tips from that time period in terms of exercising dogs.
Tell us everything.
I was truly at my wit's end and I was like deep on like 19th page of Reddit forums, which is like not a good place to be. You know? Just, like, so I will say what we did was at the time we got her a doggy backpack. And I would put cans in it and I would run her up and down the stairs of our apartment just to tire her out because it was like, I truly don't know what else to do. And so, and it was also a good workout for me. I would run up and down the stairs.
Sure.
But every so often, like somebody else in our building would come in and you could hear the cans like clinking in her backpack and we're running up and down the stairs and they're just like, people.
What are you doing?
What is wrong with you? Like, yeah. But it totally worked. It tired her out. And it was like the only way that I was survived the first like 5 months of us being with her before we started getting her trained on like actually walking on the leash properly and all that stuff. So that would be my tip for people who are stuck maybe in a place where they can't go outside or can't feel safe, like, you know, doing stuff. Get a doggy backpack, load them up with cans, run them up and down the stairs.
So I love to strap some cans to them. That's it. That's how you do it. I love it very much. It is interesting the, well, how do I exercise you in this tiny amount of space? And it is. It's just, it's the same as you did as a kid. You just twirl in circles until you're tired. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, we I thought like, oh, I'll run with her. I was a runner at the time. I was like, I'll go on these runs. And that immediately became clear that was not going to happen. Now we can go on runs and whatever. But like the first couple of months, I mean, she's that classic, like biting a leash, jumping on me, like freaking out when she's the other dogs. Like, you know, it was just
everything.
It was absolute chaos. Right. And I was like, this is not tenable. Like, we cannot do this.
I love it. I love it so much. And she's has she noticed what's going on at all? For the most part, her routine's the same. She goes to dog park in the morning.
She doesn't love the masks. I will say that, like, every so often, somebody in a mask will kind of, she never, so we noticed this before the pandemic. She really doesn't like Halloween because people in masks, like full face masks, freak her out. Which, like, I guess makes sense. Like, you're like, what is, like, you're a dog. You're like, what is happening on your face? Yeah. That's not a normal thing for
me
to see.
Honestly.
Yeah, totally. Like, if someone just shows up in a mask, you're like, okay, you know, what's going on, my dude? Yeah. So the sometimes the mask stuff freaks her out a little bit, but I think she's gotten a little bit more used to it now that we also wear them, you know, when we go out. So I think she's kind of gotten used to it. But yeah, I mean, I honestly, she's oblivious and I would like to keep it that way. If anyone tells her there's a pandemic happening, I will personally end you. Like, that is my general feeling, because it's like the one normalcy I have is like taking her to the park and like, you know, when we're at the park, we can kind of pretend that like nothing is happening. Right. It's all totally normal.
Everything's
we're
fine.
Here. Everything's fine. The birds are like, you know, whatever. She's chasing rabbits that she's not supposed to chase, et cetera, et cetera. And and I feel like it's in general better that she does not know.
Just great. What a girl. I love her so much. I honestly think I could talk to you for 5 more hours. I won't, because I told you I would get you out of here in 30 minutes. But I just need you to know that I could.
Next time we can do a marathon.
Okay, perfect.
I'm here for you anytime. Anytime.
Perfect. Perfect. So this is a stretch, Rose, and I thank you for making fun of me as soon as I say it. We have to play Name That Dog.
Oh, so I'm excited.
Just my A to C association. Obviously, Moro is distinguished. We've got just a little bit of gray, allegedly. It can not confirm. Gray, what dogs are gray? Irish Wolfhound.
Ooh, I love an Irish Wolfhound. I do. Great. They're so cool. They're so dumb. I love them. A friend of mine has one, and it's like, his name is Wolford.
Yes.
And he is incredible. And I will say, just this friend of mine is like incredible. Brittany, she has this place in Topanga Canyon, and she has horses and mini donkeys. Oh, and the donkeys come into the house. Oh, and so it's two mini donkeys and the Irish Wolfhound, which are all the same size.
Oh, no.
And they're just like hanging out in the house. It's wild.
Tell Brittany, she's my new best friend, and I'm coming over today.
Yeah.
Sorry about quarantine. But
yeah, we went on a hike. Yeah, we went on a hike and they were riding horses. We were walking, and then the two donkeys are just like running around as if they were also dogs. And then the dogs were with us, and we came across a ranger who was just like, "You, I'm just gonna pretend I didn't see any of this."
It's happening.
Yeah, for
like, you can't. Technically, you can't do this, but fine, whatever.
For visualization, both Renee and I's jaws were on our tables through that entire sentence. So.
Incredible.
How do you, but incredible. I'm proud of the ranger, because how do you sleep at night if you stop that?
Yeah. Well, it was like you can tell they were like, do the doggies need to be on a leash? They're not dogs. You know, there's like a lot of gears that were turning.
Oh, man. Well, we thank you to ask your friend for opening up an Airbnb, and we will be booking out tomorrow. So if she could just make that happen super quick.
You can follow her on Instagram, Brittany Brown. I think it's Little Brown Farm if you want to see the antics of the donkeys.
Right now. Okay. All right. I will do it immediately. Okay. So this Irish Wolfhound.
Irish Wolfhound.
Wolfers was hers.
Wolford is the Wolford. One that she has. Yeah.
How's that spelled? Is it spelled the way I want it to?
W-O-L-F-O-R-D. Wolford.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted it to be W-O-O.
Oh.
Wolford.
Yeah, Wolford. Yeah, you get it. Okay, so, and that dog's a boy?
Boy, yeah.
Okay. Let's make this one a girl. What would we name a female Irish Wolfhound?
So part of me, for some reason, via an unexplainable chain of brain neurons that have just fired together, which is how all brains work, but of course, especially my brain. For some reason, I want to say Sherlock, like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Like, I think of like the Hound of the Baskervilles, or like that wolfy kind of like mysterious in the mists kind of. And I love a name that like traditionally you might think was a boy, but for a girl dog, I'm all about it. So Sherlock.
Also, a lot of cute nicknames can come from that.
So many. And the fact that they are notoriously less intelligent to give them a just a genius name is.
Yes, so, really. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I love. And also, you could every time you pick up there, you could be like, "No, Sherlock."
That's fun. That's fun. And then anytime they can't find anything, you can say, "Great job, Sherlock." Yes. Yeah,
exactly. Great. I just feel like there's a lot of it's ripe for dog jokes.
Perfect. That happened with Tug the first year that I had him. I regretted not naming him Houdini because he cannot get out of, you know, when they step over their leash and it gets stuck in their armpit.
Oh, yeah.
Just can't. We're 3 years running and he cannot figure it out. Just all he has to do is just lift an inch. That's all he has to do.
Forever.
And if his name was Houdini, then
exactly.
Yeah.
That's like Moro. Like, right, when you pick her up,
let's get you out of this.
She's pretty big. She's like 55 pounds. She just turns off and she's just like, well, I guess this is it. This is where I am now. Like, she could easily escape our arms. I'm not that strong, and I could pick her up. And she just sort of goes like, well, but I guess I've been turned off now.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, dogs are the best. We should do a podcast about them.
Shit.
They're
that's
great.
A good
idea. Someone should really do a podcast about dogs.
About how great dogs are. They should. Somebody should. Rose, I love you so much. Could you stick around? Well, first, let's go over your show one more time, and then maybe we can scoot over to the next. Will you join us on the next segment, the Amplify segment?
Awesome. Anytime. Okay. Yes. Okay, yes. So you can find me at Flash Forward, which is the original OG sort of like old school show. That's about the future. And then you can also find me at Advice For and From the Future, which is, I'm sort of describing it as like Flash Forward After Hours. There's cursing. We're going to talk about sex. It's going to get a little bit more adult, you know, like Play the Pony by Genuine kind of like situation. And so that is, so those are the two sort of like sister shows. I've also described Advice For and From the Future as like Flash Forward's hot younger sister. It's like, that's the gist.
Sure. Perfect.
Yeah,
and then do we go, where can people find you online?
Oh, I'm Rose Eveleth. I am the only Rose Eveleth, for better or for worse. So if you Google, you'll find all the terrible things people say about me and also my website.
Yay. Great. That's everything we need. Those people don't know what they're talking about. They're just jealous. All right. We'll see you in the next segment.
Sounds good.
Here we go. Here we go. Well, Rose, it's so fancy seeing you here.
Wow. So weird that we're still here in the Zoom call.
Look at that. Oh, did we just take a quick break? Just a quick break and then hopped right back in? Sure.
I stared out the window for about 3 seconds and I'm back.
There we go. Yeah. And now we're back. And we're here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
Got a little Amplify segment on our hands. It's so nice. It's so good to just be like, yeah, we should have been doing this the whole time. We're idiots. But hopefully, you know, better late than never. What would you like to amplify this week?
Yes. Okay. So I want to pick, I thought a lot about this because I've been thinking, well, there's a million things to pick and it's so hard. But the thing I want to pick this week for you is a podcast, another podcast. It's called In Those Genes, and it is obviously about genetics, and it is amazing, and it's hosted by Dr. Janina Jeff. And it's sort of about like rap and race and genetics, and it's really cool. And the first season is done, and they are actually currently trying to raise money for the second season. So that's why I kind of want to talk about it.
Nice.
It's a really cool show, and you can go to patreon.com/inthosegenes and help them raise money for the second season. I absolutely want to hear the second season, so I'm selfishly telling people that they should donate so that I can hear the second season. And it's just great. And it's, I think, a perspective on science that we don't often see. And it's really important when we talk about genes. I mean, when we talk about science in general, but especially when we talk about genetics and some of these big thorny topics around ethics and DNA sequencing and all that stuff, to have the perspective of particularly Black women in that conversation. And so I'm a huge fan of the show, and I hope that other people check it out.
Yeah. That's so good. Both Alexis and I are writing it down as you talk. It's like, oh, that sounds right up our alley. I love that. That's amazing. I'll be quick. Men's food based. Of course it is.
Beautiful.
Why wouldn't it be? So mine is wrap snacks, R-A-P, snacks, like the thing that I have every hour on the hour.net. These are the best chips and popcorn you've ever had in your entire life. We used to have them all the time at the office. Crumb. You get it.
Yeah, you love branded snacks. I'm telling you. No one can resist.
You can't. You simply cannot. So if you're looking for, and they're individually wrapped, which is nice. They're great. They're so great. So if you're looking for snacks and you're looking for a way to support while you enjoy the best snacks in town, wrap, R-A-P, snacks, mm-hmm. like the thing you have every hour, .net.
The thing I would die if I did not have. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So mine is, if you are looking for something to do while you're snacking and you don't want to listen to something.
There you go.
Mine is a book which really doesn't need too much of my shout outs because it's getting all the praise in the world. But Black Leopard, Red Wolf by Marlon James is a fantasy novel. If you like Neil Gaiman, but also you like Game of Thrones, this is 100% for you. I will say definitely not for kids, but so good. And I think
it's so good.
I've read like more than half of it in the past 2 days. And I like, truly, I've been like, well, you got to get over with this podcast because I got to keep reading. So check out that book. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so, so, so good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's funny. We have a book club for Flash Forward. And every couple months, I'm always like, we could read this book that I've already read and that I would like for you all to read. And I like try to, I like put it in the polling being like, what if we read this? Like, every couple months, I'm like constantly trying to get people to read it. It's so good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Well, we'll do our own little book club here. Well, Alexis will finish. I'll get it. And then together as a team, we'll do it here.
So good. And you could buy it from a Black-owned bookstore and be like, so many ways. So many ways to support.
Great. Great. We're doing it. Thank you for joining us for this segment.
Thank you for having me. I'm such a big fan, so I'm excited.
Thank you. You're the best. Well, Alexis, we did it.
We did it.
We made it to the end. We got so many. If you guys are like, I don't want to go back to work. Don't worry. You can go check out Rose's episode. That'll be interesting. And go get yourself some chips. You can check out that book. We got so many plans.
When you said, I don't want to go back to work, I thought you were like, don't worry. You don't have to. Quit your job.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. I was like, what? Where is this going?
Yeah, honestly, and thank you. And thank you for knowing what I was meaning when I started that sentence.
Yes, of course.
It's just like,
we've got plenty for you to listen to. Resign and
working
have a nice
home
day.
Is hard. Yes. And let them know I don't want to. You just let them know I don't want to.
I love it. Yes.
Yes. And then again, you guys, we couldn't be more grateful for you. And it is... it is a hard year, and there have been so many weeks that doing the show was the best part of my week.
Yeah.
And hearing from you guys on social media and just you, man, you are getting me through this year, listeners. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everything. Just
and it is
so
like,
grateful.
We can't do it without you, but also and like, thank you for letting us do it. Also, it's such a cool thing to be a part of and like. That it is bigger than itself is so cool. That it's, you know, that this created this Facebook group that is its own community. And like, I don't know. It's just so cool. I'm really happy.
So lucky. Yeah, I think both of us get a little choked up and neither one of us are good at crying in front of people. So
I had to pretend to be looking at, I have like a bunch of paintbrushes on my thing. And I was like, I should look at all these paintbrushes now.
No, I should definitely just itch my nose a lot. despite
Man,
it not itching.
You guys got allergies? Me too.
But all this to say, so grateful for you. We need you, but we need you to take care of you first.
Yeah.
So if you are okay, we would love some help over at MaximumFun.org/join. Yeah. We'd appreciate it so much. And I think that does it for this week. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on out of here.
Hey,
I will
Renee.
Do it with the. Yes. Oh, what's about to happen?
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.